The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. Imagine this, a fully autonomous 3D printed mobile house that can survive any weather and is completely self-powered. No, this is not a technological dream. It is the ambitious project of a Ukrainian company called Passivdom. It's working on the prototype of a printed home in Reno, Nevada. VOA's Lulia Larmolenko gives us a look inside the 3D printed walls of the futuristic house.
This workshop in Reno, Nevada is where the first 3D printed mobile and autonomous home in the U.S. is going to be made.
People are dreamers. They dream to live up in the mountains near a waterfall or the ocean. But building a house in the mountains means wiring it for electricity, having drinking water and a sewage system. This may cost more than the house itself.
Passivdom founder Maxim Gorbud says the trickiest part was dealing with energy costs.
We managed to lower the heat loss by 20 to 40 times. Now heating this home at negative 20 Celsius will equal about 800 watt an hour, less than what needed to boil a cup of coffee.
Thick windows filled with inert gas are almost impossible to break and help keep the house warm, an important feature because 2 out of 4 walls are made of glass. Solar panels provide electricity and charge batteries for nighttime power. But the most interesting part is the walls themselves, 3D printed and made of carbon fiber and fiberglass.
They're extremely durable. You can't even compare the material to brick or wood. It's hundreds of times more lasting.
Anton Getman says the smart mobile has nearly 200 sensors. More than 15 microcomputers handle the water supply, air filtering, and power system control. The computers allow the house to self-regulate depending on weather conditions. Moreover, the house keeps an eye on itself and the welfare of its inhabitants.
We have developed infrared sensors that monitor and analyze people's movements. If a person, say, lay on the bed and doesn't get up for a long time, or his body temperature goes up and down, we see these changes and can suggest calling an ambulance or tell relatives to get in touch with the person.
The small home is 38 square meters and will cost between $64,000 and $97,000. Passivdom hopes to present its first home at the end of August and start mass production in early 2019. For Yulia Yermolenko in Reno, Nevada, I'm Anna Rice, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you're with us next week for Time for Technology.
That was a program from the Voice of America.